You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
The Dodgers have had an interesting couple of days, I guess we could say, as they have evened their record, so they are tied for first place with 17-17 in that ferocious NL West. So let's talk about that with Ken Gernick. I am Allison Footer. Ken, first of all, we're going to need to talk a little bit about just the two home runs that Noah Syndergaard hit off of Kenta Maeda. And the one thing that I liked about Maeda's comments were that he was not trying to mask anything. He basically said they were definitely not good pitches. So I guess everybody on the Dodgers side just realized that that's just something that happened, and it wasn't for, I don't know, lack of anything, any kind of effort. But at the same time, I mean, they just weren't very good pitches.
Yeah, and, you know, I think really on the three-run homer, the real problem was that he walked and hit the batters ahead of him. And that really made the difference. You know, a solo home run, and they're going to be tied. So, you know, and that really raises kind of a potential problem with Maeda in his last couple starts, is that he doesn't seem to have the pinpoint control that he had in his earlier starts. And he also doesn't seem to be trusting his fastball the way he did earlier. So, you know, whether he's just coming down to earth or whatever, his last couple starts haven't been quite as sharp. And they haven't been bad, but they haven't been as sharp as his April starts.
I guess that's something that we can't expect. I mean, like you said, it's just sort of coming down a little bit. I mean, it's not, you know, out of the question that he wouldn't be able to maintain something close to that. But as we know, once pitchers are around for a while and then there's video to be watching on them, scouting reports get better, players are able to have something concrete to actually plan when they're about to face him. I mean, those are all things that just sort of go in the natural course of throughout the season, no matter who it is, right?
Well, yeah, you know, unless he's going to come over here and be, you know, a Hideo Nomo Rookie of the Year.
Right.
And April he was, but in May he isn't. So, you know, what the real Maeda is, we don't know. We haven't seen him enough. You know, you would, as you were kind of hinting at, as the league gets to see him, you know, second time through, he hasn't played his division rivals really that much, and but he will by the end of the year. So it's going to be interesting to see the whole adjustment. Now, he is a veteran, you know, even though he's technically a rookie. And,
right,
you know, he didn't become one of the best pitchers in Japan without knowing how to adjust. So you assume he will. However, he's facing a different caliber of hitter here. And, you know, taking away the home runs last night by a pitcher, you know, he's going to face real hitters that are going to get a book on him. And, again, when he's throwing an 89-mile-an-hour fastball, as he has been the last couple of starts, it doesn't leave much room for error. He really has to be pinpoint in his command.
Yeah, just to show how rare it was what happened with Syndergaard hitting those two home runs. And he became just the second Dodgers pitcher to allow multiple homers to a pitcher in the same game. And it hasn't happened since 1929 with a pitcher named Doug McWeeny. And I'm really just bringing this up because the 13-year-old of me finds the name Doug McWeeny very funny. So move on from there. And I do want to talk about the Dodgers bullpen that has not allowed an earned run from my note-taking here in a very long time. So spanning like 15 innings, 5 games, 21 strikeouts. So that's something that, Ken, you and I have not talked about a whole lot because that's not been the case with the Dodgers bullpen in quite a while. So that's pretty good, right?
Yeah, no, it's great. This has been so far kind of a streaky bullpen leading up to Kenley Jansen, who's been you know, on a perpetual hot streak. But the rest of the bullpen has had its moments, good and bad. And it right now it's on a hot roll. But it led up to this with a week, with a really horrible week. So it's kind of been a roller coaster. Lately, Joe Blanton has really stepped up and has pitched well. And Pedro Baez has pitched well enough to be given the ball in the eighth inning. But the level of trust there is still a little shaky because they've already asked Kenley Jansen to have two outings of more than one inning, and there probably will be more to come.
And I do want to talk about a good pitching performance. So Alex Wood, the other night, the Dodgers won a game on a Trace Thompson walk-off home run. But so Alex Wood was kind of left in the dust there as far as attention, but we should note that he has had some very good starts. He had one kind of bad one in between a nice little stretch. Two starts ago, he allowed one run over like seven innings to the Padres, and he's got like a 1.43 ERA at Dodger Stadium and like over an 8 on the road. So there's still some work to do, but I guess it's good that he's pitching well at home at least.
Yeah, you know, and it may just be the matchups and the teams that he's faced. And on the road, he did face some pretty good hitting teams. You know, those, especially in a small sample size, you know, you're only in May, it's really hard to draw any conclusions home and away. But he does seem to be comfortable at Dodger Stadium, which is odd because, you know, it hasn't been his home stadium until last August. So, but he does, you know, it is a pitcher-friendly park, and some pitchers just come in there and have a different mindset. You know, they're just more confident and comfortable, and maybe he fits that.
And I guess, I mean, we've talked about this a little bit, but just the fact, I guess 17-17, I mean, the Dodgers have to be okay with, you know, kind of where they are considering this division is nobody's really taking off on the division. So this is sort of still kind of, I guess, everyone's kind of feeling their way through the first couple of months to see exactly where they are. And I guess the Dodgers have to, with just kind of so many inconsistencies and the injuries, they have to feel okay about being at a 500 mark right around now.
Well, I don't know about okay, but I think they understand or feel they understand that it's probably a function of the injuries. That's at least part of it. The concern kind of under the hood is this offense and whether it's good enough to win a division. When you've got Yasiel Puig hitting 240, you know, he was supposed to be a key part of the team, but he was an X factor. You don't really know what you're going to get with him, and his defense has been fantastic, but his offense hasn't. And, you know, with Justin Turner coming off knee surgery and not showing much power, and Andre Ethier out of the lineup, and Corey Seager has been good, but he hasn't been, you know, rookie of the year good. You know, he's hitting about 260, 265 with occasional power. You know, Chase Utley has been their best offensive player, the most consistent offensive player, and they weren't expecting that. And, you know, at his age of 37, and now he's batting leadoff a lot, they need more production, specifically from their outfield, and that's how, you know, Trace Thompson has kind of worked his way into the picture, at least against left-handed pitching, until Ethier comes back, but that's still months away. So, you know, to me, even though they have the injuries in the starting rotation, the rotation hasn't been bad. The offense, however, has really struggled, and they're going to have to pick that up.
Yeah, definitely, and that's the case for a few teams in that division, so that's what's making this all very interesting. Okay, Ken, great stuff. Thank you so much. Talk to you next week.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.